I hereby call to order the zoning administrators meeting for April 21st, 2022. A limited number of staff reports are available at the hearing. Any member of the public may ask the zoning administrator to be heard on the public hearings on the agenda as those items are called. Those persons addressing the zoning administrator are requested to give their name for the record. Written materials must be received 24 hours in advance to ensure consideration by the zoning administrator. Except as otherwise provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing in the following agenda. However, items may be taken up in a different sequence. Members of the public may address the zoning administrator on items of interest to the public that are not on the agenda and are within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. Item number two on the agenda is the minutes of the March 17th, 2022 zoning administrator hearing. Those meeting minutes have already been approved by Associate Zoning Administrator Larry Alonso, who presided over that meeting. Next, we'll move on to item number one, public hearing PA 21-0150, the applicant Northern Trust Company, Paxson H. Offield Appointive Trust, agent Shauna Schaffner, CAA Planning, location 235 ML Bay, Laguna Beach, within the 5th Supervisorial District.
Thank you. Kevin Canning to present staff report. As noted, the application is for three various discretionary permits, and I'll discuss them individually. The property is in the coastal development zone, so a coastal development permit is required for the demolition of the existing structure and construction of the replacement unit and associated grading. Within the Emerald Bay Local Coastal Program, it establishes general criteria for design and land use policies and certain other land use policies applicable to the sensitive land uses, habitat, watersheds, etc. within the vicinity. This particular project is not located next to any of those sensitive habitat areas. As required by the LCP, the project was reviewed by the Emerald Bay Community Association and originally approved in April 2021. Staff had also requested a condition number approval 16 that would have required that the applicants renew their Emerald Bay Community Association approval because that approval is only good for a year. I am asking that condition 16 be removed because they have already submitted to staff that renewed Emerald Bay community approval. So in conclusion on the coastal development permit, staff finds it meets all the criteria to be granted a coastal development permit. Excuse me, the application also proposes some overheight walls, in particular at 5 feet from the property line and parallel to the street. There is a privacy wall that would be taller than 4.5 feet, which is the maximum fence height within the front yard setback by the zoning code. The back side of this wall, if you will, is up to 13 feet because on the street side it's a privacy wall. As it faces the home, it goes down a story to a basement level. The zoning code would allow the maximum height facing the street to be 3.5. They are proposing a 5 foot a setback. The zoning code allows the modification of fence height based upon two findings can be made. One, that the height and location of the fence as proposed will not result in or create a traffic hazard. This particular wall will not because it runs parallel to the street. And second, that the location, size, design, and other characteristics of the fence or wall will not create situations or conditions that may be objectionable, detrimental, or incompatible with other permitted uses in the streets. Overheight walls, retaining, and the other sides are a fact of life throughout the Emerald Bay community because of the topographic constraints in there. coupled with the economic drivers of trying to maximize usable land on substandard lots within the topo. So very often there are overheight walls. In fact, within the community, retaining walls of up to 25 feet have been permitted in some unique circumstances. The applicant also identified some sidewalls that exceeded 6 feet in height along the property line, and they are depicted in the site plan exhibit within the staff report as blue. Staff's analysis of that is that the proposed walls did not exceed 6 feet. So those were not necessary to have a separate use permit approval. Another use permit application is a driveway depth. Code would mandate a 18-foot driveway depth measured from the garage face to the first point of conflict, which is basically the curb line. In this particular area, along this entire block within Emerald Bay, it is a block that the houses back onto Coast Highway, and they are much higher than Coast Highway. Given the topographic and geologic constraints, it pushes the construction on these lots on this side of the highway forward on the lot, which goes for a generally reduced setbacks, one of which that I'll talk about in a minute. But in this instance, pushing the home forward also diminishes the driveway depth to substandard from the county zoning code. Within the staff reports, I make an incomplete statement that I'd like to expound upon now. I said that the reduced driveway depth is necessary to preserve the architectural or historical character of the property. In this, I meant that entire block has reduced driveway depths up and down those lots that back onto Pacific Coast Highway. And so it was consistent with the development that had been occurred historically along that stretch within the community. I also noted that Emerald Bay had higher parking criteria. Again, an incomplete thought. Emerald Bay's parking criteria is based upon total square foot, and thus they require an applicant to provide additional parking spaces that the county doesn't necessarily recognize. Golf cart parking within the front yard setback, or other reduced size parking spaces on the property that don't meet the county criteria but have served historically to provide the necessary residential parking for the community. In this, because all of the streets within the community are private, parking is controlled and enforced by the local community association. Staff took their approval of the project with the reduced driveway, took that approval to heart, that they felt that this situation for this particular lot is acceptable and can be accommodated by the community through their enforcement, through on-street parking that is allowed within other areas of the community. And so staff is basically, with the reduced driveway, supporting the community association's finding that it would be an acceptable situation. Finally, there is a request for a variance for a front yard setback. The front yard setback it would be calculated on the average adjoining setback for, obviously, for lots on either side. Using that formula, the zoning code require a 7.5-foot front yard setback. The applicants are proposing 5.4, which basically mirrors the existing condition. Staff supports the approval of that variance because the location of the lot backing onto Pacific Coast Highway, topography, and the geologic constraints upon the rear portion of the lot forces structural areas of the lot to be pushed forward while still maintaining some semblance of a private yard at the rear of the property. Staff feels that the findings can be made for the variance, their unique circumstances for this particular lot, and also that it is not a grant of special privileges because of other variances under similar conditions in the unique community of Emerald Bay. With that, staff recommends approval subject to the findings and conditions of approval attached to the staff report, with the exception of a request to delete proposed condition number 16. And with that, I can answer any other questions.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate that you provided some additional explanation and justification for the driveway depth section of the staff report, that I did have questions relative to the statement about preserving the architectural and historical character. That was not clear, so thank you for that additional information. I don't have any other questions for this project. Seems consistent with the other Emerald Bay projects I've reviewed. Reduced setbacks and over height walls are consistent throughout that community. So with that, I will open the public hearing. Is there anyone from the public who's trying to address the project?
You speak loudly.
I will speak loudly.
Sorry, no microphones.
Good afternoon, Zoning Administrator. I'm Paula Whitfer from CAA Planning, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant. Want to thank Mr. Canning for his work on this project, and acknowledge that we have read and the applicant agrees with the conditions. And if you have any questions for us, I'm here to answer them.
You answered the two questions I was going to ask, if you had reviewed the conditions and findings and whether they were comfortable with them. So with that, I will, if there's no one else wishing to speak on this, I will close the public hearing. And I will approve planning application PA 210150. And find that the proposed project is categorically exempt from the CEQA, from CEQA under class 1, 2, and 3 exemptions pursuant to sections 15303, 15302, and 301. Sorry, there's a typo in here. Probably need to clean that up. of the California Environmental Quality Act guidelines and county launch procedures. And again, I approve the planning application PA 21-0150 for a coastal development permit, use permit, and variance subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval minus condition number 16, which has already been met by the applicant. We will now move on to the public hearing for item number 2, PA 210152. The applicant, Laguna House LLC, Karen and Richard Varner, agent Shauna Schaffner, CAA Planning, location 311 Emerald Bay, Laguna Beach, within the 5th Super Resorto District. Kevin, if you would, please.
Thank you. This is a three-part application. Coastal development permit for the demolition of the existing home and construction of a new home with associated grading, a variance for a reduced front yard setback and a reduced rear yard setback, use permit for over height walls and a reduced driveway depth. The front yard setback would be, 4.5 feet. Based upon the average adjoining, 7.5 feet based upon the average adjoining, and the proposal is to go to 5.4 feet. This is a shallow lot in that the average depth of the lot is less than 100 feet. That also affects a reduction of the rear yard from where code would require it to be 18.5 feet. The applicants are proposing 14.5 feet for the rear yard. Topographically, The lot falls steeply from the front street elevation down to the rear as it goes east to west, which minimizes, which makes difficult to create reasonable usable areas within the property. The project is also oddly shaped, a trapezoidal shape, if you will, which the front of the lot at the street is much broader than it is as it goes to, down the hill and to the west. The lot tapers to the rear property line that is only 30 feet in width. So it's pinching the available building site, available building areas within the site as it continually goes down. And the narrowness, if you will, of the rear lot, the rear property line, is again a factor that pushes the buildable area of the site forward onto the lot, which is the applicant's proposed justification for the reduced front yard setback. Again, because of topographic constraints, there are wall heights that exceed the maximum permitted zone in the front. There is a wall height, up to 7 feet within the front yard setback, within the front yard where 3.5 would be permitted, and within the side yards, up to 10.5 feet, where 6 feet would be permitted. Again, within the front yard setback, this is actually, again, servicing is a privacy wall running parallel to the street. And the overhead walls along the side property lines are basically just chasing grade down the hill and doing that. I would also point out that the side walls are 6 feet as viewed from off-site. So the exterior face of those walls on the side yard are 6 feet. And where it exceeds permitted height is on the inside, the interior face. The project was reviewed under all the criteria within the Emerald Bay Coastal Development Plan. The project was reviewed and approved by the Emerald Bay Community Association, EBCA. Staff also, on this one, recommended a condition 16 to require that approval be renewed, and the applicant has already accomplished that and submitted the paperwork that I have given to the zoning administrator. So staff requests the deletion of condition 16. I've talked about the justifications that staff found for the wall heights where they exceed zoning code. The situations on this property are very similar to the last one we talked about and many other lots within Emerald Bay requiring overhead walls. The driveway depth situation is again much of the same justification that we just discussed about for the first project this afternoon. Because of the shape of the lot and topography of the lot pushes the only feasible building area forward, which of necessity ends up with the reduced driveway depth. However, this is another situation where many of the lots within this immediate vicinity and also within the community have substandard driveways, but again, these are private streets. Parking is maintained and enforced by the local community association. Again, as I stated before, in that the community association found it consistent with their local design criteria and their needs for safe parking within the community weighed significantly with staff to support the approval of a reduced driveway depth. The front yard setback, as I mentioned before, it's the shape of the lot and the topography forcing the construction area on the site forward to the street. Staff recommends findings of three different classes of categorical exemption for CEQA. And with that, we recommend, staff recommends approval of the project, subject to the findings and recommended conditions of approval with the deletion of condition 16.
I did note that there appears to be a couple of typos on page one under the proposal.
It's never happened before.
Where it says, where it describes the variance being for the reduced front setback. On the staff report that I have, it indicates a 5.5-foot setback.
I'm sorry, page please?
I'm sorry, the first page.
Okay,
the proposal.
Yeah.
Where it addresses the variance. It indicates the reduced front setback is proposed at 5.5 feet.
And then later it says 5.4.
And then also it says that the zoning code would require 7.6 feet, but other on the table on page
four,
it says 7. Oh no, that looks correct. Okay. So I think verbally I thought I heard you say 7.5. So it is 5.4 then is the item that needs to be addressed.
Thank you.
And then also we do have, again, the need to correct the CEQA section on in the recommendations, item B. So the first section for it should be 15301.
Yes, thank you.
So if we can make those changes and provide that updated report to
Thank you. Yes.
Thanks. I don't have any more questions or comments. I will now open the public hearing. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak on this item?
Good afternoon again, zoning administrator. Cool Whitford here from CAA Planning on behalf of the applicant. Again, I'd like to thank Mr. Canning for his work on this project and acknowledge that we have read and the applicant has read the conditions and his amendable to them. Here, if you have any other comments for us, thank you.
Thank you. I don't have any questions. Is there anyone else from the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. And pursuant to the recommended actions, I will find that the proposed project is categorically exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act under Class 1, 2, and 3 exemptions pursuant to Sections 15301, 15302, and 15303 of the California Environmental Quality Act guidelines and County of Orange procedures, and approved planning application PA21-0152 for a coastal development permit, use permit, and variance, subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval, with the exception of COA number 16, which is no longer applicable as it's already been satisfied by the applicant.
Good afternoon, Madam Zoning Administrator. Today I present to you planning application PA19-0228 for a site development permit and use permit. The site development permit is for a minor homeowner improvement to permit an unpermitted 587 square foot barn, and the use permit is for the barn to allow for a overhead accessory structure to be allowed in the rear yard setback. The project is located at 19071 Live Oak Canyon Road in the Foothill Tribugal specific plan area within the 3rd District, and the APN is 856-021-21. The property is zoned Foothill Tribugal specific plan, and under a specific plan, it's actually located in the Upper Aliso Residential District. The current property has a 3,160 square feet, a two-story single-family residence with an attached two-car garage that was constructed back in 1972, and then also a 960 square foot storage building that was constructed back in 1979, and it was constructed 3 feet from the rear property line. The original home and storage buildings were both constructed and established prior to the adoption of the Foothill Chubuco specific plan, which was adopted back in December of 1991. The applicant is applying for a site development permit for a minor homeowner improvement pursuant to the Foothill Chubuco specific plan to permit the previously constructed 587 square foot barn. The barn was constructed prior to the property being purchased by the current property owner. Looking at aerial photography, the barn was looks like the barn was constructed sometime between 1990 and 2000. The barn exceeds the maximum height limit within the setback area that will require the approval of a use permit. Associated with this project, but not subject to a planning application, is that the existing storage structure has been converted into an accessory dwelling unit without permits. And in addition to that, there was a construction of a 408 square foot covered deck attached to the accessory dwelling unit that was also not permitted. The converted accessory dwelling unit will be legally permitted, while the 408 square foot covered deck will be removed, both which will be done by the current property owner. The proposed structures have been previously constructed, and so there is no additional grading or tree removal that is proposed as part of this project. The reason why the applicants are going for a minor homeowner improvement is because under the specific plan, any new proposals do require a 66% dedication to for open space under the specific plan. This lot was actually established prior to the specific plan, so there is a provision under the specific plan that does allow for minor improvements to take place without the 66% dedication. And the other reason is that since this was actually established prior to the specific plan, more than 34% of the property has been disturbed, so it would be a challenging to meet that 66% dedication of open space when they would not be able to meet it. So under the minor homeowner improvement, it does allow for existing building footprints and accessory structures on the same building site may be established and expanded up to 640 square feet. The proposed structure is 587 square feet, which meets the limitations set forth under the minor homeowner improvement section. And also under the Foothills Chubuco specific plan, under the accessory structures, it does refer back to the County of Orange zoning code for accessory structure standards. Under the county zoning code, 7-9-116.1 ENF states the design guidelines for accessory structures and structures for all districts. The height limit for accessory structures within a required setback area is limited to 12 feet in height unless it's within 3 feet of the property line, in which the height shall be limited to 8 feet in height. However, the height limit may be increased to the maximum allowed with a use permit approved by the zoning administrator. While the proposed structure exceeds the height limitation, there is no windows or areas within the proposed accessory structure that would allow visibility into the neighboring properties. The adjacent neighboring properties closest to the structure are currently vacant land used for open space mitigation and would not cause any visual impacts to any adjacent residential properties. Allowing the owner permission for the structure would not be out of character with the area. This application was also reviewed by the Foothill Chubuco Specific Plan Review Board on February 9th, 2022, and they unanimously recommended approval of the project. As of writing the staff report, this project was noticed on April 8th, and additionally, notices were posted at the County Hall of Administration, the County Administration South Building, and also on the property. As of writing the staff report, the staff did receive a comment from one of the neighboring properties, which is OCTA, requesting that all proposed fuel modification to be contained on the subject properties. Staff has analyzed the proposed project and concluded that the size and scale of the proposed project is consistent to the surrounding land uses and that it has been planned in a manner that is least intrusive for both the project site and the surrounding community. Staff therefore supports the application's proposal and recommends approval of the planning application for a site development permit and use permit subject to findings and conditions of approval as attached to the report.
Thank you, Has OCFA reviewed the proposal? Do we know whether they would require any field modification?
So the original application came back in 2019 and they did, it was under Becky, who is no longer with OCFA.
Yes.
But of course, with any building permits, they would have to still review with OCFA at that time of building permit submittal.
And okay.
Codes have changed too. Since
yes, codes have changed. So.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why I'm asked.
Yeah, so
the state
I mean,
change recently, that's
yes. So as after the approval of this, it will be required that they do apply for building permits in which they would have to also meet all building and fire requirements at the time of submittal.
All right. I don't have any other questions on this item. Obviously you were short, didn't have much time to talk to OCFA either, so.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, I did receive that this morning, so.
Well, I don't have any other questions, so I'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Is there anyone here from the public who would wish to speak on this item? The
this is the owner. He is present.
Okay. Have you read the conditions of the findings and conditions of approval, and are you
yes,
accepting of them?
Yes, I am.
Seeing no one else from the public who would wish to speak on this item, I'll close the public hearing and find that the project is categorically exempt from the provisions of CEQA according to Class 1 existing facilities, Class 3 new construction or conversion of small structures pursuant to Section 15301 and 15303 of the state CEQA guidelines and Classes 1 and 3 of the Orange County Local CEQA Procedures Manual. In addition, find that none of the exceptions listed in Section 15300.2 of the State CEQA Guidelines to categorical exemptions would apply. And approved planning application PA 190228 for a site development permit, use permit for overhype accessory structure in the rear and side setback areas subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval. We'll move on to item 4, public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the zoning administrator regarding any items within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. However, no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments should be limited to 5 minutes per person and 20 minutes for all comments unless different time limits are set by the zoning administrator. Seeing no members of the public, we will move on and adjourn. The next zoning regular zoning administrator meeting is scheduled for May 5th, 2022.
Well, I'm glad that there are other people like him. This is probably the first time they've ever seen anything like this.